Welcome to Living Life in the Anne, for the woman who is set on getting everything she effing deserves. I am your host, Dr. Stephanie D. Barnes, your best life transformation strategist. I help women to get everything they desire and deserve in life by equipping them with powerful strategies for immediate implementation to achieve fulfillment. Because life is too long to live unfulfilled. It's time. Girl, it's time. It's time for you to get everything you desire and deserve. It's time for you to live your life on purpose and to live a life of fulfillment, meaning, and joy. It's time. It's time for you to walk boldly in the power of your decisions. Because girl, if you're going to be in this world, you need to be fulfilled in this life. Life is too long to live unfulfilled. Join me for another episode of Living Life in the End, where you learn how to achieve fulfillment and commit to completing all the desires of your heart. Hey, it's time for Musing from the Mind of Dr. SDB, where I share some poignant thoughts to help you live your life in the end. Girl, I've got something on my mind. You know, sometimes we just need to take off the fucking cape. I mean, for real, being strong is really your kryptonite. You know, being strong all the time is some straight bullshit. You know, I'm always the strong one. I've always been the one that's got the clear and practical approach to things, the one that's trying to get the plan together, the one that is got it all in control. And that's all good. And I believe that to be a strength, and I embrace that as a strength. But you know what? I get tired of being strong all the time. You know what? It wears me down. You know, I really had this revelation about how I just need to take off my cape a couple of weeks ago when everything I was dealing with was just really getting to me. I had disappointments on the job, disappointments in my personal life. I had someone in the family pass away. And you know, anytime you have the death of a family member, all kind of stressors come out. And I, you know, felt that in my usual strong self, that it was my job to console and help everyone to manage their grief when, you know, really it was getting to me. It was all weighing me down. And I remember talking to my mom, and I'm like, you know, I had to help her focus on something and helping her to work through an issue and being strong for my mom. And after I kind of got through being strong for her, I realized, you know what? I'm tired. I was so busy being strong for my mom, being strong for my sons, being strong for my damn self, that I had just worn myself slap out. And I had this revelation that, you know, I am about to break unless I stop being strong for a moment. And I asked my mom, Mom, I just need you to pray for me. And it is very rare that I ask my mom to pray for me. And I'm usually the one that prays for everybody. Well, not everybody, because some folks, you know, I ain't going to pray for. I'm just going to ask God to let his will be done. And, you know, that's that. But anyway, lest I digress. But at that moment, I needed someone to pray for me. And as soon as I asked my mom to pray for me, just the ask, I immediately began to feel lighter. And as she prayed for me, I felt my whole countenance be uplifted. Now, I believe prayer is powerful in and of itself, but just being able to admit to myself, I'm not invincible, and it's okay to ask for help sometime, and it feels good when someone is strong for me. So that's what I just wanted to talk to you about. You know, being strong doesn't mean that you don't need help. It doesn't. It just means you're strong. But even strong people need help, right? So doing everything by yourself, for yourself, is not being strong. In fact, it's being self-destructive. Because you need help from time to time. And admitting that you need help and seeking the help that you need is a sign of strength, because it means that you are self-aware and you know when you need to add to your strength by connecting with someone who can help you. And the second thing, you know, I was thinking about is that even strong structures need reinforcement. I mean, why wouldn't you? If you think about the bridges that are built and the skyscrapers that are designed, all of them are designed, these strong things, they withstand the wind, they withstand all of this weight, but they have reinforcements. They're not just up there on their own. We're no different. You know, needing help is not a sign of weakness. And we need to stop thinking that admitting that we're not strong all the time, or admitting that being strong is wearing us down, that is not a sign of weakness. Again, it is a sign of self-awareness. Because quite frankly, we need to quit wearing our struggle like an S on our chest. You know, ain't no glory in suffering when you don't have to. Because I know there are some times when I think that, you know, I want to be Superwoman and I want to have the S on my chest and I want to have my cape flapping in the wind and I want to be able to say I did it by myself. And yeah, that's cool. That's great to be self-determined. But I'm not Superwoman. I'm just Stephanie. Well, I'm not just Stephanie, but I'm Stephanie. I'm not Super Stephanie, even though I am Super Stephanie. But my point is, I'm not a mythical character. There is no real life, you know, what do you call the Marvel comics and all of that, the Justice League and all of that. You know, Wonder Woman was my personal favorite superhero when I was growing up. I loved Wonder Woman. I had the Wonder Woman underoos and everything. You couldn't tell me nothing. I was too smooth in my Wonder Woman underoos. But I'm a grown woman, and I don't have to pretend to be a superpower when I am truly a human being who happens to have strengths, but also needs to lay those strengths down. I need to quit wearing the S on my chest just like you. My struggle is not my identity. Being strong is not my identity. Having great impact because I'm smart about how I take care of myself and the weight I put on myself and the weight I take off is the S I really need to wear. So the truth is, if you don't find a way to unload your burdens, you will break. Remember I talked about those bridges and those skyscrapers? Well, they are built to endure heavy winds and great loads. But if the stress that is on those structures is greater than what they were designed, guess what's going to happen? Yep. They're going to buckle. They will buckle and fall apart. You are no different. You were built to be strong, and you are indeed strong. But you were built to only handle so much stress at a time. And if you take on more stress than you can handle in the name of being strong, you will break down. So, don't be a broken bridge. Don't be like the London Bridge falling down. Today is a great day to replace the S for struggle on your chest with the S for being smart in relieving yourself of the stressors that have exceeded your maximum weight capacity. Get you some therapy, because sometimes we hold all that shit inside and it is making us heavy and weighing us down. And we think that, oh, we need to be strong and suck it up. Mm-mm. Be strong, get you a therapy, and blow that stuff out. Get a team. You don't need to do everything by yourself. You know, we think that because we can do it all, that we should do it all. But smart women, smart, strong women, know how to save the best of them for the things that are the best and highest use of their talents and resources and skills, and you delegate the rest of that shit out. You also just need to get some shit off your plate. You know, we think that because our plate can hold the whole buffet, that we need to put the whole buffet on our plate. Girl, you better portion size and get some of that off of your plate. Some of the stuff that you're committing to and being strong while doing isn't even something that's bringing you joy. It doesn't even fulfill you. As a matter of fact, you don't even know why you're doing it. You're just doing it because you can do it and you've been doing it. So you just keep on doing it. Get it off your plate. And then you need to get real with yourself. You are trying to be strong when what you really need to do is be smart. Get real. Face the fact that the S on your chest is for struggle when it should be the S for being smart. And then when you do all that, get intentional. Get intentional about using your strength to your advantage. Be mindful of how you feel and be deliberate in doing something about it. Because your body always tells you when it's about to break. Your mind always tells you when it's about to break. But you've got to be mindful and listen. And once you listen, process it. And then once you process it, do something about it. Don't ignore it. Because then you're choosing to put yourself in a situation where you will break. So today is a great day to get that S for struggle off your chest and replace the S on your chest with being smart. Take off the fucking cape. Being strong is really your kryptonite. Well, that's all I have to say about that. I thank you. Thank you for joining me for another musing from the mind of Dr. SDB, where I share poignant thoughts that help you to live your life in the end. I hope you learned something. I hope you feel something. But most of all, girl, I hope you do something. Remember, fulfillment won't happen because you desire it. It will happen because you decide to go get it. Hey, this is your girl, Dr. Stephanie D. Barnes. Thank you for joining me on another episode of Living Life in the End for the woman who is set on getting everything she effing deserves. I hope you learned something, felt something, but most of all, girl, I hope you are ready to do something. Please be sure to let me know what you got out of this episode. Please subscribe so that you don't miss out on another great conversation. And of course, I'd love it if you would give us a rating and review and let me know how you are living life in the end. Because remember, life is too long to live unfulfilled. Your life is the product of your choices. Choose to commit to bringing the desires of your heart to completion. Let's get everything we deserve. Girl, let's get it.